Dr. Vogel described his second patient on capecitabine.
She was diagnosed with an infiltrating lobular carcinoma in 1995 at the age of 61. She had a left mastectomy and adjuvant Adriamycin and cyclophosphamide, followed by radiation to the chest wall and supraclavicular area, and 5 years of tamoxifen. She had 5 positive nodes, hence the local regional radiation. She was ER and PR positive and HER2 negative. In 2003, she had a regional recurrence in the previously irradiated left supraclavicular area and started to develop a brachial plexopathy. She was in a lot of pain, and we entered her into a local clinical trial of our cancer research network where we were studying the combination of docetaxel and capecitabine in an effort to try to come up with what I would consider a tolerable dose of that recommendation. It started out as a phase 2 study, and it turned into a reverse phase 1 study as we kept dose-reducing subsequent cohorts of patients. And so she started at a dose of Taxotere of 36 milligrams per meter squared on days 1 and 8. And she was on Xeloda starting at 1,500 milligrams twice a day, relatively typical, but otherwise considered lower than package insert dose, and had a lot of side effects, everything that one considers from this regimen with stomatitis, hand-foot syndrome, and diarrhea. So she was dose-reduced and actually did very well. Her neuropathy improved, her brachial plexopathy cleared, and within a few months she had no palpable supraclavicular adenopathy. Beautiful response to the reduced doses of docetaxel and capecitabine. In July of 2003, she took a chemotherapy break and was started on letrozole and stayed on that for about a year and a half when she actually discontinued the drug on her own. And why she did that remains a matter of conjecture. And within 2 months, she had recurred and letrozole was restarted and she stayed on it for about 6 months. And by that time, she had developed a new lesion in a very strange place. She developed like a 2.5 centimeter mass within the left biceps. And this was causing pain and she was also having recurrent symptoms of a brachial plexopathy. She was entered into another clinical trial, this time the EFECT trial, which randomized between fulvestrant and exemestane with progression on whatever medication she was on.
Do you know which one it was?
We did not break the code at that time. The patient was then put on Xeloda at our standard dose of 2 grams total dose per day. At the same time that we did that, we referred her to a surgeon to see if he could remove this mass, which had now grown to about 4 centimeters. He said he didn't want to even attempt it. And so we referred her to radiation therapy.
That is an unusual site of metastasis. Did she have any trauma in that area? You know, there's that old theory of traumatic oncotaxis.
I don't think she had any trauma to that area. Inflammatory oncotaxis was described by Bob Deragopian in a study probably 20 years ago, and several of my patients actually were included in that study.
Yeah, I remember there was one patient who got hit in the butt with a tennis ball and developed a met there. It was
absolutely
interesting.
I'll never forget that patient. She developed a buttock metastasis where she was hit with a tennis ball.
So this mass was right in the muscle.
It was right in the muscle. And so we referred her to radiation therapy. And when she came back to see me, I said, gee, the radiation is doing great. And she said, I never went for radiation because the tumor started to shrink and nothing was left. And so she never went for radiation therapy. She continues on Xeloda up until this time and has had complete relief of all symptoms and complete disappearance of this mass.
And now how long has that been?
She had a very dramatic response within the space of a month. So we're talking about somewhere around 8 months with response continuing.
Any side effects or toxicity?
Virtually none.